Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You go all over social media, you're going to see all types of fitness content, fitness influencers, fitness coaches, personal trainers, and you might even see some fitness podcasts. But I'm here to tell you, you're not going to find something like this. And people try to duplicate, but it's not a debate. You can't reciprocate, and then that turns into a whole lot of hate. Listen, this is the best fitness podcast out. You're going to come here, we're going to laugh. We're going to educate, we're going to entertain, and we're going to talk a little shit. And listen, man, if you're doing more bunching and crunching, this might be the podcast for you. Don't come here and get offended. Just soak up the game, apply it, and watch your life change. So sit back, enjoy the show, tell a friend to tell a friend, and tap in. Let's get this episode started. Hey, live on a Wednesday. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Yes, sir, he's back. What's going on, man? Listen, I'm excited to be here on this Wednesday episode. It's going to be another great episode. This episode a little turned up. I'm not going to lie to you. And I know a lot of y'all come to this podcast or this YouTube channel and this podcast for fitness advice. And I love talking fitness and I love giving fitness advice. But it ain't a lot of fitness advice today.
Nope.
I'm just going to keep it real with y'all. We gotta talk about American culture that's leading to the obesity. I mean, it's crazy.
Nope.
It's insane. It keeps getting worse. When I started this YouTube channel, I thought maybe we had a phase. Yeah, it's getting crazy right now. Ozempic, blaming poverty. Blaming racism. It's getting crazy. People making excuses. It don't stop. I see more and more. It's endless. It's crazy. And if you don't believe me, just tune into the show and you're going to see what I'm talking about. But with all that being said, I need y'all to do one thing. If it is your first time watching this show, you're probably wondering what that is. I need you to go ahead and hit that like button for your boy. Why do you need to hit the like button for a ninja with a fuzzy hoodie on that don't match the headphones, don't match the couch, don't match the pillows? You need to hit the like button because this is the best fitness podcast out. This is the illest fitness podcast out. This is the coolest, coldest, dopest, most entertaining fitness podcast out. This podcast has the most haters, the most backlash, the most shit talk, and the list goes on and on. They say all types of stuff about us. But we're not going to let that stop us. We're not going to let that stop this show from being great and this show from telling the truth. And you know we got to go. If it is, if you are a returner watching this show, I need you to hit the like button. And shout out to the one and only PBG, the playback gang, the best playback gang on YouTube. I need y'all to hit the like button as well, man. And listen, man. I'm not trying to get in personal trainer beef. Right, I'm not trying to be beefing with trainers and talking ish about trainers. I'm just here to address the truth. But I understand that comes with some criticism. People gonna stitch my videos. People gonna talk trash. But I promise you this: If you come in my videos disrespectfully, you will get zero respect. I'm not showing you no type of respect. So listen, I'm cool with you disagreeing. I don't expect everybody to agree with me. Cool, fine with that. I'm a man. But watch your mouth. Because listen, we've been joking before we was training. All right, I'm from PG County. Don't think I won't cut your ass up, roast you, Joan on you, whatever. So just remember that before you come in here disrespectfully, all right? Anyway, with all that being said, let's talk to the fan before we get this show started. Let's get this thing going. Dom DeMarco, Jennifer, see you tomorrow. Terlonious, welcome back to the show.
Welcome to the show.
We have some content that Terlonious can relate to. And Terlonious, do you watch Coach Greg Adams? Were you commenting on his show? Maybe it wasn't Coach Greg Adams. Were you commenting on somebody else's show recently? I saw you. I was watching somebody's show, and you was on there commenting. But shout out to you. Indian Dolly said, hold up. I got you. He's back! Yeah, Jennifer is going to miss some fun tonight. This is going to be fun. Check it time. See Marty. What's up? What's up, baby? What's up, Mike Hawkins?
Welcome to the show.
Runa Nico. Good night, Jennifer. Nikki Harris. What's up? Live on a Wednesday. Hey, live on a Wednesday. Mississippi and Philly about to get got. Oh, I saw Mike at the gym and I told him we're canceling some certain regions of the United States today. Okay, now y'all know. I was going to tell y'all to guess, but now y'all know. Oh my God, low tier. Here you go. See, Marty, we uplifting black community on this episode.
Nope.
We're not uplifting black community on this episode. Oh yeah, shout out to Spider-Mo, man. Happy 41st birthday to Spider-Mo, man. Shout out to my dog. My dog Spider-Mo turned 41. He out in Vegas enjoying himself, so he probably won't be on the show. And just know, Spider-Mo will be on the show when he gets back. And we will be doing some more skits when he gets back. We already got the next skit lined up. I'm not going to tell y'all what it is, but just be ready to laugh. yeah, Bethann, it's going to be a lot of, I'm not going to say what race with people tonight. KG, where's the fun in that? they want me to be like Dr. Umar out here.
That's not slim thick, baby. That's full heavyweight.
They want me to be the Dr. Umar of the black fitness community. And it ain't happening.
Nope.
No way.
Boy, ain't no way.
Ain't happening, man. Listen, with all that being said, let's get this episode started. Yeah, let's get it. We starting off with the white community, believe it or not. The white community, listen, white men. What's going on with the white men in America?
Nope.
We talk about black men getting soft. White men getting softer and softer.
What?
I think white men might be bigger simps than black men.
What?
Because this is some simp behavior. Make sure y'all hit the like button. And this guy says he is the perfect man. Let's see why this guy thinks he's the perfect man. And let's check it out, man. Make sure y'all hit the like button. So it says, this is what Art called the perfect man. No Diddy,
you know.
You got this statue here. Let's see what this guy says about himself. It says, dang, I really can't see that. That text is too small. Hold on. I'll make some changes here. These daggone sunglasses. Here we go. True perfection is unlearning that. Let's see. Okay. Well, anyway, this guy basically is saying he's a perfect man because he's built like that. Let's keep it going.
So this is what Art called the perfect man, okay? Just a not fat guy, just an in-shape guy, you know? True perfection is unlearning that. Bro, you're fat. It's okay. Just be fat.
Just accept it. Stop coping. Stop trying to come up with different names for it. You're fat.
Just be fat. Because this is what you would look like if you just stopped eating like shit. You wouldn't even have to start working out. You would just have to stop eating as much food as you currently are.
That's
and
it.
You would look like this. You'd go from this to this in 6 months or less. just by changing your diet. You wouldn't even have to start working out. You wouldn't have to lift. You wouldn't have to go for walks. You wouldn't have to do any cardio. Literally just eating less. Because this isn't like a muscular physique, right? Like, this is just a normal dude. This is just a normal.
It's not hard to achieve.
Skinny dude. And this is a fat guy. And that's fine. Just call it what it is. This isn't.
And we've lost that sense of truth in America. We can't just call things what they are. And it's not like, all right, I could see if this guy was like, you know, I'm still fit at this build. I'm still fit at this size. This guy's calling himself perfect. With a beer belly.
Belly, belly?
Clearly from bad habits. Clearly lack of gym. Inactivity. Possibly sedentary lifestyle. Possibly drinking beer every NFL Sunday. Now you want to call yourself perfect? What the fuck is wrong with America?
True perfection. This is the physique of a person that eats too much. And, like, just say that. This is delusional. Stop forcing a false reality on us.
Thank you.
Okay. Nobody wants to hear this shit anymore. Totally achievable physique for literally every man on the planet. Facts. Every single man on the planet. The physique that they settle for just by being slobs. It's literally not hard at all to not be fat, especially when you're this fat, where he's like, you know, maybe.
And not to mention the abundance of information that's out there that we could tap into. And we're on our cellular devices every day doing bullshit.
Bullshit?
But we don't want to educate ourselves. Oops, my bad. I didn't mean to do that.
Reality on us. Okay? Nobody wants to hear this shit anymore. Totally achievable. Not hard at all to not be fat. It's not hard to go from this to this at all. The people that are like 400 or 500 pounds, yeah, that's going to be tough, dude. You're deep into food addiction. But this is lazy. This is simply just lazy. This is simply just lazy and not caring.
Absolutely.
If you would care a little bit and, you know, have a little bit of discipline, you would look like this in less than half a year.
Absolutely.
So if Art is calling this the perfect man, why wouldn't you want to reflect that in yourself?
Shout out to him. And this guy here, I actually disagree with that guy on the last episode, but he puts out some great stuff. This was a great post, but yeah, man. And the thing is, you calling yourself perfect, comparing yourself to a statue that you don't look like.
What?
You don't look like the statue, bro. The statue looks better than you. And then the term perfect, like, first of all, no person is perfect on this earth, right? But if someone were to call themselves perfect, I would hope that person is, excelling in a certain area, exuding some type of excellence somewhere in his life. Brother, you better cut that shit out, because you're clearly talking about your physique. And you're not putting any effort into it. Anybody could look like that. That damn near look like Homer Simpson. All right. America need to get it together, and white men need to get it together. And it is what it is, and you know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got it. Okay, I'm in Fat Bama. Okay, you was in CGA chat. I said, that's Terlonious talking shit on another podcast? That's hilarious, bro. Why bro got his schmeat out? I'm not sure. SAG, what up? Bro delusional like a woman, but this is a fitness podcast. Don't cancel me. You got to chill, bro. You got to chill. They haven't stepped into a Catholic church to see how ripped Jesus is on the cross. Thank you. I be trying to tell these people. Lord, we ask that you help these people see that Jesus was not a Big Mac. Jesus was not at Popeye's Chicken. Jesus was not at the new Zaxby's they just put in Maryland. Jesus held a 300-pound cross and walked with it, and these big backs can't take their 300-pound butt to the gym. We ask that you help them. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Because it's getting crazy out here, bro. The Vitruvian man's drawing is a good build to me. Oh, man. It is a good build. All he needs to do is go to the gym for a few months and change eating habits. He'll look decent. Dyed hair theory. Oh, man. Yep. Even Homer at one point had muscles, and Marge loved it. I bet. Jesus was a carpenter, if I'm not mistaken, so he was lifting that wood. He definitely was. Jesus was putting work in, man. Jesus was not sedentary, and he was not a glutton. I don't know why these people always try to argue me down with Bible quotes. It's literally a contradiction. Cut it out. All right? Those of y'all that are OGs, remember I was doing Bible Talk Sundays with fitness? I might need to bring them back. I might need to bring them back because I be killing people with the Bible verses. But anyway, it is what it is. You know I'm going to tell the truth. You know I got to go. Let's get the next video going. Squishy is perfect. Yeah, Squishy's perfect now. Oh, brother, these guys are full of shit. Anyway, we got Bone Quisha here.
I'm not going to say what race, what people...
We got Bone Quisha here. Shout out to the Best Fitness Podcast. I would shout out ADM Fitness.
Welcome to the show.
Bring back the Bible talk. All right, I'm going to have to bring back the Bible talk because, I mean, and I'm not trying to make anybody Christian when I do this, right? But, you know, the disrespect that's going towards Christianity I've been seeing lately, I'm not going to get political now, but it's just getting crazy. Anyway, Bone Quisha out here, she said, never ask if she's too heavy. Men never ask her if she's too heavy, or I don't know, something along those lines.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Let's check it out and let me know if you guys agree or disagree.
That girl that fucks with skinny men, I'm never asking, am I too heavy? Do I look like I conduct surveys, sir? That's just not a question I care to ask. Do you think brother. The people that go to war get asked, are you ready to die today? No. They go in knowing that there's a chance you...
Taking pride in that big back. Glorifying that big back.
I might not make it out of this alive. You knew the risks. From the second you show interest in me, just know that in my mind... I done already thought of an obstacle course of overweight shit that I could do to test your tolerance.
Not only do men objectify big back women.
Big back activity.
These women are objectifying themselves. So the fact that she's much bigger than the guy that she prefers, she's already thinking about some nasty BBW bedroom shit that she could do to him. I mean, what is going on in the black community, bro? We're literally using morbidly obese people to justify being lazy and sedentary because of sex. Because y'all so damn horny, that's y'all justification for being fat as hell.
Cutting a skinny nigga, no slack. Because you took one good look at me, seen that I was 3 times your size, and still thought you stood a chance. Baby, I'm here to give you a tough time. This is where real men are made. You can't be breathing on...
A real man, there we go, another one.
What?
A real man gonna love his belly.
Belly, belly?
And a real man gonna love his back.
Big back activity.
But a man with standards ain't a real man. A man who don't want to date a 300-pound Joan ain't a real man. A man that care about your health ain't a real man. A man that's going to make sure you getting up, getting active, trying to manage your menopause, PCOS, cycle, pregnancy. A man that's worried about that ain't no real man. But the man who going to accept your 400-pound ass is a real man. Black community all messed up. I'm not being nice to the black community no more. I don't care.
Lord, every time I sit on your lap now, hell, I don't know whether to get you an oxygen mask or write you a will. See, yeah, no, this ain't gonna work.
So, oxygen mask again. Talking about sex.
Oh, brother, again. This guy again. Stinks.
Why is this unhealthy lifestyle that you can that one you can prevent? You can prevent it. You can reverse it. It might take some time, but you can reverse it. Why is it that this lifestyle is always about sex in a relationship? Why? Why can't health be first? Why can't being the best version of yourself be first? And when I ask this question, they're going to tell me I'm anti-black.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Don't worry about the fact that I wake up at 4 a.m. every day, first thing I do every day is help black women. But I'm anti-black for trying to help more black women.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
What a fucking community. We're such a community, huh? Listen, man, this is pitiful. This woman has a following. This woman has younger women following her. This woman has younger girls following her. Okay, I see people repost her all the time. This is crazy, bro. All right, so you can blame whatever you want to blame for the downfall of the black community. But we seriously got to start looking in the mirror, especially when it comes to our health. We do this shit to ourselves. I mean, we got the, thank God we got the internet now. We tell on ourselves every day. I have over 1,000 podcast episodes exposing this shit. And people still tell me I don't know what I'm talking about. I done reviewed thousands of videos and people still tell me I don't know what I'm talking about. But this is clown behavior. Again, get away from these people. Leave these ninjas at the bottom. You continue to elevate. You get healthier. You get fitter. You get better. And it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth and you know I got to go. Bible talk sounds good. I'll bring them back. Why would they ask? They're not blind. They can see what's in front of them. That's why everybody getting judgment. We're too far gone, brother. Yeah. Another topic for another day. Black people are just egregiously hypersexual in general. You would think they would burn calories getting cracked and having so many kids by broke ninjas. Uh-oh. KG? You're to the slammer, pal. First one of the day. It's like, nah. But nah, really though, black people are hypersexual. I mean, I think, you know, I don't think it's just a black... It could be just a black thing, but it's very rampant in our community that we thinking with our D and our V first and not thinking about our health first. Ridiculous. Never ask, is she too heavy for what? A forklift, a crane, a compact car, a heartache? See Marty and Five. Mike, you're in the slammer. See you later, Mike. See you on Friday. You get on up out of here too, Mike. A real man, I could talk about that certain gym drama, but I'm not trying to get Unk Channel gone. Yeah, chill, bruh. Man, y'all just gonna have to be patient till my channel grows to where I want it to grow, and then I could talk about stuff like that. But not today. The sex talk is just that, talk. She's probably out of breath, just trying to take her undies off. It ain't happening. Marsha, to the slammer. Y'all are talking crazy today. She's tired of taking her panties off. That's crazy. We just perverted and just don't have standards anymore. Everyone and everything is objectified and perverted, food included. Absolutely. Telonious, I'm in Bama. Okay. Steph laughing at Mike. Hey, yeah, it's cooked out here, man. It's cooked out here. Every man for himself. But, man, I'm going to be honest, man. Don't do something stupid like neglect your health to be accepted in a community. Don't do that. You know, as black folks, and sorry to my white Hispanic Asian folks watch the show. I know we got some Indian folks on the show too. Shout out to y'all. Yeah, I told y'all gonna get black community talk here. But unfortunately, in the black community, we will attach ourselves to some dumb shit or some debauchery to be accepted by the community when we know the other side is right. All right. So if people telling you, "Hey, girl, keep your ass fat. Don't get in shape. Don't do this. Don't do that." But you know, you're going to feel better if you get healthier. You're going to look better if you get healthier. You're going to get better ninjas, get better women if you get healthier, right? You embrace the gym community, so you're going to find better friends and better people to hang out with. But you want to stay over here so you can be accepted in the Dr. Umar community.
That's not slim thick, baby. That's full heavyweight.
I'm not respecting that, bro. Not respecting that. Everyone getting arrested, yeah. As a black man, I'm tired of the whole shit, too, on social media. It's crazy. Anyway, man, let's keep this thing going, man. At this rate, there's going to be no one left to listen to the podcast if you keep arresting people. They taking Spider Mo's place today. I'd much rather walk alone and be healthy. Absolutely. All right, we're going to go over this quickly. We got YFN Lucci versus 42 Doug playing one-on-one basketball. If I could trade my race, I would, because ninjas do the most. Fellas, if you're going to play basketball, and I love the fact that guys going to play basketball to be in shape. But if you can't dribble, if you huffing and puffing at half court, it's time to walk and get on the treadmill. We need to start with something else. Let's check it out. Oh, man. First of all, you're not supposed to be holding the ball this far out close to half court. All right, get downhill. Oh, man. Brother, if you ain't make a move yet after 10 seconds, it's time to sit down. We 15 seconds into the video, you ain't made one move. You should never be on the court with your hands on your knees. Coach is going to make you run suicides. You do that in practice, coach making you run suicides. Nope. This is what lean does to you. Lean, weed, and alcohol. And no nutrients in your food.
Nope.
This is crazy. Look at that. Look at that. You should never be standing upright on a basketball court.
Nope.
You should never be flat-footed on a basketball court.
Nope.
Your belly shouldn't be bigger than the basketball on a basketball court.
Belly.
All right, we got a weak jab step. Weak jab step. Yeah. 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 First of all, when you play one-on-one, it's a dribble limit. We play three dribbles or four dribbles. You're not supposed to be dribbling all day. First of all, you shoot a left-hand layup on the left-hand side, not with your right hand. I don't know how he made that shit.
This guy stinks!
I don't know how he made that. Listen, man. Fellas, you got to drop the ego. Now, listen, I know a lot of us used to hoop back in the day. Football, baseball, some of us soccer, whatever your sport was, track. Listen. If you want to go play your sport, I have no issue with that. But if you can't move, if you're struggling out there, if you out there huffing and puffing, hands on your knees at half court, brother, you might need to start with something else. You might need to start with the treadmill. Go walk with the kids. Go to the park with the kids and run around with the kids first. Because I know this is funny, but you could get hurt. Just think. You can barely run. So think about basketball. You're talking change of direction. You're talking jumping. You're talking landing. You're talking stopping on a dime. They call that breaks in the strength and conditioning world. You got to work on your breaks. Every muscle in your leg is working. People go out there, they tear ACLs, they pull hamstrings, and now you can't work. All right, so listen, be mindful of that. These weed heads, coke head, lean heads, alcohol heads, they were just playing a shitty game of one-on-one, but this could get ugly. I know plenty of dudes who got hurt on the court thinking they still got it. So just be careful stepping on the court like this, because you could be out of commission. The goal is to stay active for your health. The goal ain't to be hurt. So just think about that, man. And get rid of that damn belly. Anytime you see somebody who's not like super obese, but they got that big ass belly, it's a bad lifestyle. It's a lot of drugs involved in that. And yes, alcohol is a drug too. And it is what it is. And you know I'm gonna tell the truth, and you know I gotta go. Let's keep it going, man. Wow. These brothers need some fiber and a gallon of water. Bro look like a single mother with six baby daddies. Seventh is in them right now.
Nope.
Rappers built like aunties. I got you.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
How you a grown man, but you out there?
Them thick ass ankles and them thick ass wrists. You can tell who gonna have big mama arms early.
Bro looks out of breath already. Not to be judgmental. But if his shirt wasn't white, I would have thought he was holding two balls. to the slammer, Rhonda. Rhonda's in the slammer with y'all. What up, everybody? What's going on, Gene? He need the siren. He has to go. Yeah, he. Hold on. I got you, Steph. Hold on. I got you, Steph. Yeah, he do need the siren. Both of them ninjas need the siren. Hold on. Hold up. Hold up. Hold up. I got you, Steph. I got you. Send this ninja to the slammer as well. All y'all ninjas in the slammer with the fat rapper. The fat rapper that think he could hoop, y'all in the slammer with him. That build is crazy. Nope.
Nope.
Damn, Ronald, that ain't nice, but it ain't a lie. Who you got? 2-on-2, Lucci or and Doug or Joe Budden and Ish? Oh, Lucci and Doug beating them, bro. Joe Budden was awful. Joe Budden's the worst basketball player on the East Coast. It's not even close. At Machete, I should calm down before I get arrested. Yeah, get arrested. Where, did I skip? I went to Machete's comment. If I went against anyone in basketball, whether in reality or video games, they would be a different kind of trash because I can't play. Exactly. Yeah, Ronov got arrested. The whole court wins the Guinness World Record for the smelliest court. Chris handing out sirens like Oprah handing out free cars. We wear the same cup size, smelling like weed, B.O., ass, cigarettes, and a lot of regret. Exactly, man. Anyway, let's keep this episode going. All right, so today, we know what you make, Nikki Harris. All right, we got Philly and we got Mississippi. We're canceling the city of Philly and the state of Mississippi is getting canceled. Who should we start with? We'll start with Mississippi. Mississippi and y'all down south, brown, baldy, Terlonious ninjas, y'all ass is getting canceled.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Canceled today. Down south need to be ashamed of themselves. The southeast region of the United States is the fattest region in the United States.
Nope.
And also contains the most black people. I wonder what correlation that is.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
And Mississippi has the most black people, the highest black population. If am I correct, somebody correct me on that. I didn't know it was this bad. I didn't know the ignorance in Mississippi was this bad. We got this guy. He's going to tell us how he feels about BBWs. So let's check it out. We're going to actually comment surf for this one. We will be comment surfing. Shout out to the comment surfing part of the show. And let's check it out. What Chris said, F me for. Yeah, brown body, y'all ninjas is cooked. Just because you down south, I'm associating you with that. Make sure y'all hit the like button. And let's take a deep dive. All right. Is this the right one? Hold on. Make sure I got the right video. Yeah, that's it. Is this it? Yeah, this is the first one. All right, let's see what this guy has to say.
BBW, please flood my comments with all that brutalness. All the
Hold up. Please flood my comments with what? I'm sorry, white audience. I know y'all don't understand. Please flood my comments with all the what?
What?
Brutalness. Down south is cooked. How do you spell that? Somebody down south spell that for me. We're going to start over.
BBW, please flood my comments with all that brutalness. Mm-hmm. All the brutalness now. Mm-hmm. It's a BBW word. Shout out to Tupelo, Mississippi. Shout out to Lou Sumner. Shout out to Candy. Hey, man, he's going down. It's a BBW world, man.
All right, so he says it's a BBW world. We're just getting started. Stay tuned. We're just getting started. Stay tuned. So it's a BBW world. Let's check the comments. Memphis to Seattle here. BBW and working it.
Nope.
Don't forget Florida. Ronif? Ronif. Don't forget Florida. Who else from Florida? Somebody else from Florida on the show. Who else in the comments from Florida? It is. It is a BBW world. Don't forget Georgia. I love me some big peaches. Mike Hawk. Going to have fun in Georgia. Appreciate you, Unc. Damn. It doesn't feel like it for me. New Orleans, Louisiana, down south cooked. Oh, look at they put the big girl Jiff in there doing yoga. Thank you for the love. Facts, Unc. That's why I be trying to marry them all. Black ninjas is cooked.
You know, black people. No.
He said he trying to marry all the BBWs. He do not care about y'all health, ladies. Stay away from him. That's the ops. Let's keep it going. We not done yet. Here I go. Memphis BBW right here. Dolly Memphis. Shout out Memphis. Memphis is cooked too. Memphis down south as well. Whoa. You still pulling stomachs out of panties, Unc. I see you, boo. It's 200 something over here, Popo. Black community is cooked.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Brutalfulness. Absolutely. South Carolina BBW. You already know what the fuck going on. They standing on business in Mississippi. Shout out Mississippi. And is. Oh, man. The BBW is coming out the woodworks. Brutalfulness. They love the brutalfulness. Fort Lauderdale BBW checking in. Ron, if you're cooked. Shout out Iowa. Iowa in the chat. United States is cooked.
Nope.
Georgia ATL. Mike Hawkins. All this beauty straight from the Dade, Florida. That's Dade County, Florida. Ron, if you're cooked. Columbia, South Carolina, Texas. Thank you for the love, Unc. North Carolina, Georgia. Yeah, that's enough. Black communities cooked. Black communities cooked.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Don't get mad at me. I didn't make the shit up. It's there. So, yeah, listen, stop getting mad at me. I'm just reporting the shit. All right, I'm just here to shine a light on it. We do have the most obese women in the country. We do. Don't blame Trump. Don't blame racism. Don't blame them taking away SNAP benefits. Don't blame feederism.
Hi, my name is Rosie, and I was groomed into feederism. Feederism.
Y'all got all that brutalfulness and ain't taking that brutalfulness to the gym.
Nope.
Take that brutalfulness on the walk.
Nope.
But they mad at me. Don't you ever come to Alabama. They told me I can't never step foot in Alabama.
Nope.
That's what they told me. So they said I can't step foot in Atlanta too.
Nope.
Don't ever step foot in Atlanta. You talk about our black women.
What?
Ladies, these guys don't care about you. I'm not done yet. Let me get through some comments and we're going to go to part two of Unc. Because Unc has lost his damn mind. This was ridiculous. Where were we at in these comments? That was insane. A dusty black dude. Brutiful. Is that how you spell it? Brutiful. Like when y'all down south folks, when y'all text, do y'all write like that? Do y'all write brutiful or do y'all say beautiful? And a down south person read it as brutiful. Country ass ninjas.
Ninjas.
Yo, down south ninjas are the most unique ninjas in the country. I ain't got nothing but love for y'all, but, you know, y'all are unique. Speaking of Ebonics and love for Big Back Funk, prisoner mentality.
We do not care.
Beautifulness. Beautifulness. Beautiful, that's what it is. Is that how they spell it, Indian Dolly? But I'm from Louisiana and was reading books. I mean, I'm glad, bro. Please don't say Charlotte. They ain't say Charlotte, but they said North Carolina. It's never a dude who works out and can speak properly that likes women built like heifers. Mark say from Unc. Where you at, Nikki? Nikki, ain't you in Utah or something like that? Utah ain't got to worry about nothing.
Nope.
Jim Holistically. Hello, sir. Welcome to the show, Jim Holistically.
Welcome to the show.
Hey, Chris, when you catch a BBW or mud duck checking you out, do you give a disgusting look and look away? I love to know. No, I just go on with my day. Whenever I hear BBW, I automatically think big beluga whale. Go Memphis. Go Memphis. Go Memphis. Did you see another 200-plus women thread on Twitter yesterday? I did. I got one. Stay tuned. Yes, Wicked was late. Leave me out of this. I'm from the island. I'm just a temporary SoFlo resident.
Nope.
You're Florida, buddy. He's using Ebonics because he didn't graduate kindergarten. Black women are the most educated, but are also the biggest female of any race. Yep. Nikki Safe. Why would they ban you from ATL? I thought they like boys down there. Whoa, 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 whoa.
No
whoa,
Diddy,
whoa.
You know?
Whoa, 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 whoa.
No Diddy, you know?
Nah, they, the Alabama state people, it was a couple of them from Atlanta mad at me. So they said, I can't come to Alabama. And then some of them said, I can't come to Atlanta. I don't claim these ninjas down south. They tell me I'm too white for a black guy. See, that's just ignorant, man. Creepy old uncle. No, we spell the real world. The real word. Okay. In the South, it isn't just written, just spoken. Okay. Yeah, Nikki, you ain't got to worry about nothing. Yeah, it's black people in Utah from Ohio. Okay. All right, man. Anyway, we got Unc part two. Unc has another message for y'all. Make sure y'all hit the like button. In Alabama, you aren't related, so they don't want you, Unc. Okay. That's cool. I mean, listen. Let's check it out, man.
My BBW now. They so cute. They ain't even got to wear all that makeup and stuff. They just be, they're cheating. Oh, my God. I like them rolls. I like stuff like that. Rolls, arms, bike, girl, come real.
Rolls, arms, and bike. I know. Do y'all spell bike B-Y-K-E? Like, get bike over here, or you a big bike? Do y'all spell it like that down south?
Nope.
But again, glorifying obesity, and you got to remember, these guys who say stuff like this are not turning down an abundance of fit women or smaller women or healthy women. They can only get BBWs. Seriously. I've never seen a guy turn down fit, skinny, healthy, slim, petite, excuse me, women, for these BBWs that they speak about. We'll look at it one more time.
Think about BBW now. They so cute. They ain't even got to wear all that makeup and stuff. They just be, they're cheating. Oh, my God.
So fat cheeks, swollen face, high blood pressure, potentially high body fat percentage, potentially.
I like them rolls. I like stuff like
rolls, back fat, high body fat percentage, potentially high blood pressure, potentially. Preventative diseases along with that and a host of other issues.
Rolls, arms, bite.
Arms, back, same thing.
Girl, come here.
Yeah, man, black men, we're cooked, man.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
This made me smile. I'm a short BBW. It's the laugh for me. He giggles so cute. Emojis, it's the giggle for me. Oh, she hot. She got to cool herself down. Hearts, absolutely. Thank you. I'm getting all this big love. He getting big love from Big Love. Just saw for no damn reason. We love you too, Unc. Unc, I've been trying to come to you, but you ain't feeling this BBW, and it's okay. Thanks for the love, though. I won the challenge and everything. You straight blocked my ball and told me I fouled out. Flagrant foul. No halftime, but I still am a fan, and I love you. Sexy country aspirin. God, it's the cheeks for show. Tell them, Unc. Oh, man. All right. Yeah, that's enough for these ninjas. Mississippi, we're just going to arrest the whole state of Mississippi. Yeah, we're just going to, the whole state of Mississippi is canceled. We're done with Mississippi. But, I mean, again, when it comes to this, man, don't be surprised. These are why the numbers are where they are in the black community. On a serious note. Fellas, we have to stop this shit. I promise you. If we didn't condone it as much, now we're not going to stop people in America from being obese. But I will say, if we didn't condone it as much, there would be less obesity in the black community. There would be less obesity in the black community. Seriously, man. This is pitiful. This is sad. And it's sad that we have such low standards for ourselves in the black community. A little bit off topic. But I made a TikTok about the girl who went to Ruth Chris Steakhouse and grabbed a knife like this and was, you know what I'm saying? Like just looking like a straight clown. And I was like, this is crazy. And all these black women on this, I mean, unfortunately, you had to be a black woman, were defending it. Were they defending it because they thought the girl was right? No, they were defending it because she was a fellow black woman, right? And we got to stop defending heinous things. Stop defending the wrong thing. Stop defending the wrong behavior just because someone is black. Dom DeMarco. How cooked do you have to be to defend some shit that's clearly wrong? If you saw a white woman doing that or a Hispanic woman doing that, it would be wrong. You wouldn't defend her. But because you see a woman as the same skin complexion as you, it's okay. And the same thing applies to obesity, right? You know, if I make a response video to a woman who's obese, who happens to be a black woman, there will be black women defending her. And I go to their profile, they're working out, their body's bomb as fuck. They got a secondary Instagram, a fitness page, but you defending this bullshit and this bullshit mindset and this bullshit behavior because she's a black woman. I don't see you doing that for fat white women. But it's just the black community is all messed up, man. And it's unfortunate that when you address common sense like this, you get called names. You get called a coon. You get called Uncle Tom, Sambo, all that. I've been called all that shit. I've been called Sassy, Diddy, all that.
No Diddy, you know.
But, hey, it is what it is, man. I'm not going to stop telling the truth because somebody going to call me some names. Why don't you get on the side of common sense? Life is better on this side. There's less health issues on this side. Less money problems on this side. Less drama, less fights, less ninja moments on this side.
Ninjas.
So why don't we do that? And there's plenty of black people on that side too. So I ain't trying to hear excuses for it. It is what it is. And you know, I'm gonna tell the truth and you know I gotta go. Dom DeMarco. Let's get in these comments because I see y'all going crazy. I see y'all going crazy in the comments, man. Low self-esteem. Yeah, raining hard. He's making me uncomfortable. I like them roles, girl. Come here. Wait, what? He sound like he's trolling and lying, fishing for some cat. It's always about trying to get some easy cat. He likes them Don Julio.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
No faces. Yuck. He sound like a mad villain. Big Spy in Vegas on the beat. They had to pull up before I go back to the casino and lose more money. Again, we shouted you out, but happy birthday, bro. Appreciate you joining the show on your B-Day, man. Appreciate you, bro. Don't forget the edema in the legs due to water retention from high sodium diet caused by your heart working too hard and producing fluids. Man. Sounds like a mess. I ain't listen to the dude in the poorest state in the U.S. Mississippi should secede him from the rest of the country until they lose weight. Damn, you got banned from the South, not going to lie. I might know of those folks in Atlanta that went to ASU. You might, because they definitely DM me. Weird question, didn't you guys have etiquette classes growing up to teach you how to properly sit, you using utensils, properly dressing up? No, it's not part of the U.S. system. And the only reason I learned Well, I mean, I was going to learn anyway. You know, I had some good exposure coming up as a black kid. I was fortunate. But I was in a program in high school that prepared you for college, trying to you know, present yourself well to Division I coaches and, you know, college programs. So I took a lot of classes. It was like etiquette class. You learn about STDs. You learn about, you know, assault against women. Just, you know, certain things to present yourself well and keep you out of trouble. A lot of people don't get that, men and women. A lot of people don't get that in the U.S., especially black kids, unfortunately. And so, you know, I mean, it's a lot of people are making fun of the girl. But if you go somewhere like that, you have to present yourself properly. And if you don't, people going to talk about you. It's just a reality. So you got to learn somehow, one way or another. And you, never mind. We ain't going to talk about that. I go on a tangent. Black people practice all this race solidarity online when it's time to take accountability. Where's the solidarity when we kill each other or fight in the street? But this is a fitness podcast. I mean, unfortunately, you can't address anything in the black community that needs to be fixed. And let me watch what I say. Marty, you cooned out. I don't give a fuck. It's the truth, man. Like, And this is someone who grew up around black people, who has black family, who's still to this day around black people every day. Most of my clients are black, right? And I'm not inexperienced. I've had 1,000 ninja moments in my life. I had a ninja moment this week. So it's not like I don't know what I'm talking about, bro. Hypocrisy is rampant in our community. If something isn't right, it should be addressed. I agree. I'm coming back to DC, a big back spider. Why not if we have charm school here, but they don't teach it in school? It's more of an outside thing. Yep, it is. The more I learned about primary school here, the more grateful I am that I didn't grow up and came here after I graduate what you guys call high school. Yeah, man, other countries don't respect this. Hey, Chris, say tune is coming and see Jenny magically pop up. You stupid. We had etiquette like 3 times a week, but as we get older, it became less frequent because by that time we graduated. I feel that. Most of your clients are Indian. KG, that's just a question for smarter minds than ours. Absolutely, man. Hey, let's keep this podcast going. All right, man. Let's take a trip to Philly. Shout out to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, man. Another unique city, man. I love Philly. One of my best friends is from Philly. One of my closest friends is from Philly. And I had a ninja moment with some Philly ninjas before. Y'all ninjas. MKG, this don't apply to you, but Philly got some ignorant people. It's some ignorant ass people in Philly. It's the truth. Just like New York, just like Baltimore, just like DC, just like Jersey. It's some ignorant ass people in Philly. But anyway, that's besides the point. Philly hosted an event called the FatCon.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Philly hosted an event called the FatCon.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
If you don't know what the FatCon is, we're going to check it out. I need y'all to hit the like button, and we're going to keep this thing going, man. Just like parts of Chicago, I've heard Philly is a shithole. Damn, bro, he be going in on Philly. Let's check it out, man. Make sure y'all hit the like button.
To a fat person conference. It was crazy. Let's check it.
A fat person conference. So listen, man. Before we really do a deep dive into the video, this is clearly, you don't even have to watch the video to know, this is glorification of obesity and obesity acceptance. And these people are not going to do anything to improve themselves. When you create groups like this and you create a sense of comfort, right, you're going to create more lies. You're going to create more myths. You're going to go against more science to stay this way and make people like myself the villains. Let's keep it going.
Now, we are at Philly FatCon. What is Philly FatCon, you ask?
Philly FatCon is really the first convention of its kind made by plus-size fat people for fat people. Oh.
Glasses theory.
Here, you're in a space where you can build community with other people who understand your lived experience, who want to meet you, commune with you, and get a chance to know you, build community.
No surprise.
I mean, serious question. Why can't you connect with people who have your interest? Why can't you connect with people in your neighborhood, at your job? Why do you have to specifically connect with fat people? Why does that have to happen? I just don't understand.
It's mostly women here. I'd say for what, like every 15.
Of course it's mostly women.
Woman, it's one guy. What made you want to come to Philly Fat Con 2025?
I think just being in a creative space with like people who can celebrate our bodies.
And this guy doing the interviewing is supposed to be on a weight loss journey. He's documenting his weight loss journey and then post some shit like this.
You become a certain size, it definitely becomes a part of your identity. Once you're overweight for a certain amount of time at a certain amount of size, it really becomes part of just who you are. That's how you see yourself, even if you lose the weight. What made you come to Philly Fat Con 2025?
As a fat activist, I want...
Fat activist.
Community. And this is the place to be for community.
What's a fat activist?
Someone who wants people to understand kind of the impacts of weight stigma and just having a larger body and what
weight stigma and larger body
it means to kind of move around in the world.
What made you want to come to Philly Fat Con 2025?
I came for the environment, being around like-minded people, being around people that are same as me, struggle with the same thing.
People that want to eat as fucking much as you. People that don't want to exercise like you. Got
things
it.
And figure out best way to live life.
Community.
Yeah, community.
Did you have a good time?
I did, yeah. And I'll be here tomorrow.
Awesome.
What about you?
No, I have to go. It was fun, though. Bro, it's so cool that there's a community for people to get together of like-minded individuals. But I don't know if this is where I should be.
We got to listen to what he's going to say. Now, I'm cool with them, you know, getting together, actually. I don't have a problem with that. But if this was to get together and there's something about self-improvement, right, and they're talking about their struggles on their weight loss journey, they talk about their struggles with lifting weights, with eating healthier, making better decisions, battling cravings, hey, I'm all for it. But do you think that's what was going on?
Nope.
I doubt it. It's just a whole bunch of thick-ass ankles there.
Them thick-ass ankles and them thick-ass wrists. You can tell who's going to have Big Mama arms early.
So he says he doesn't belong there. So let's rewind this a little bit to see what he has to say. What's he going to say? All right, let's check it out.
So cool that there's a community for people to get together of like-minded individuals. But I don't know if this is where I should be, being completely honest.
Okay.
I don't want to be fat. So should I go?
Thank you for telling the truth, bro. I just said he on a weight loss journey, so at least he's not condoning this, and he's in the right state of mind.
To the fat conference where people are talking about loving yourselves for being fat, should I love myself for where I'm at, you know what I mean, or should I keep pushing and going harder and not accepting who I am to get to eventually where I want to go? I don't know. If you have any advice, please let me know in the comments.
Man, shout out to him for telling the truth. For real, man. And I've been critical of his content because I didn't like some of the stuff he was participating in on his weight loss journey. And, you know, he in my opinion, he was sending conflicting messages. But, you know, I respect the hell out of that man for telling the truth. I love that, bro. And he coming down to weight too. He's coming down to weight. But yeah, you having conventions like this is absolutely detrimental to the people in America that participate in this obesity crisis. This is ridiculous. People, you know, when you gain a certain amount of weight, it's already almost like you're at a point of no return when you become like morbidly obese, 300, 400, 500 pounds. It's hard to get it off. It's hard to change your mindset. And when you're changing your mindset, you got to put yourself in places where you can excel. It's going to be hard to excel when you got people telling you it's okay. Stay right here. Love yourself the way you are. You don't need to improve. This and that, this and that. Acceptance, right? It's hard to improve like that. So I'm not a fan of this, bro. And as time goes on, country becomes fatter. There's only going to be more shit like this. So again, you got to battle against this. Fight these messages. Don't fall into the trap. keep listening to this podcast. If you don't like this podcast, find a fitness person that you do like. I know I ain't everybody's cup of tea, but I should be everybody's cup of tea. You know what I'm saying? I should be, because I listen, we all need that real talk. Sometimes you need a straight shooter to tell you the truth. Sometimes sugarcoating is the reason why you got so much sugar on your plate. Right? Sugarcoating is not striking a nerve. Sugarcoating ain't kicking you in the ass. Sugarcoating ain't jumpstarting a new lifestyle for you. So just remember that next time you get mad at what the fuck I say. All right. And it is what it is. And you know, I'm going to tell the truth. And you know, I got to go. Let's keep this thing going. Let's get in these comments. Hit the like button. Marco. Where are we at in these comments, man? My ex and the Eagles from Philly. I hate that, John. I hate that, John. This guy is everywhere. I can only imagine how much that conference smelled. That's crazy, bro. How come there's no skinny con?
Nope.
Okay, there won't be a skinny con, and there won't be a fit con, and the fitness events welcome plus size people. They welcome overweight people. You go to a fitness convention, you're not only just going to see bodybuilders there, you're going to see all types of people there. If a fit person walked in that convention, I promise you they would be kicked out and talked about and be put on TikTok. His voice is compressed by his weight. Damn. Facts. I'm assuming no fit people allowed, of course. He's everywhere but the gym. They said Spider-Mo slid the fat con and bagged everything in the building. I agree. I think so. I'm cringing so hard, my neck hurt. He had to go eat some more food. Not accepting, like chunk funk leaking from your pores. Damn. It's sad because he questioned himself for even being in that space. He knew he wasn't supposed to be there. He did that shit for the engagement. Hey, Chris, why don't offer to coach him? One, because he got a big-ass following. I'm sure 1,000 people are offering to coach him. And I'm at the point now where, I just focus on the people that want help. And if I feel like I can reach someone, I'll reach out. You know, it's people that follow me that I've reached out to and people I can get in contact with. But when you got somebody with a following like that, you're probably not going to get in touch with them. And I don't even think I'm located where this dude is at. He ain't in the DMV. So, you was on Ben and Roe with a Jalen Hurts jersey bagging them Ben and Roe baddies in the front of Denny's. Wow. Jesus. That message is dangerous for people like him because he was easily triggered to second guess himself. He even said, you know, let me know what y'all think in the comments. Like, bro, it ain't no let me know what y'all think. Bro, stand on what the fuck you think. You don't want to be fat. Stand on that, bro. Late as fuck, ninjas, but I hit 405 deadlift PR, one rep. Shout out to you. Ebony Fit was a fit con, or was that fat people too? No, it was fat people at Ebony Fit. A skinny con is a gaming convention or a cosplay convention. That's crazy. You said it right the first time, Marty, oversized. Chris, I was in Playback Gang, one of your recent prior shows, and you said something so true. People would rather live in a comfortable lie than face the difficult truth. All they're doing at Fat Con is eating. That's the truth, man. I focus on the people that want help too and are gung-ho to pay for training. I don't care about people who are fickle and apprehensive. Yeah. And, you know, training is tough, man. I'm so passionate about it, and I love it so much that, one, you know, I'm not trying to even deal with cheap people because they're not going to put forth the effort. People who are willing to pay a certain amount of money and, you know, that investment usually comes with a certain mindset, too. And the cheap people come with a certain mindset. So, yeah, it's a lot that goes into it, man. Oh, no, Wicked Scorpion, gaming cons and anime cons are full of basement biggies. That's crazy. I remember back in the day there wasn't no women playing video games or cosplaying, and the ones that were not attractive. Well, it's a different world we live in, man. It's a different world. All right, we gonna keep it moving. We don't have much left. We got sexy back rolls. We got a woman lying to herself about sexy back rolls. Let's check it out.
reminder that back rolls are actually so sexy and feminine.
This dress, especially on you, is absolute perfection. Oh my god, this dress was made for you.
Of course it was custom made for her. Nothing else fits.
So you see the comments up there. People just typing her up at the top. I can't read that shit. here we go. This dress, especially on you, is absolute perfection. Oh my god, this dress was made for you. This looks amazing on you. Let's see. Let's go back. You're reminded that back rolls are actually so sexy and feminine.
Nope.
It's crazy.
Your reminder that back rolls are actually so sexy and feminine.
This dress, especially on you, is absolute perfection. Oh my god, this dress was made for you.
Of course it was custom made for her. Nothing else fits.
This looks amazing.
Finishes comments after.
Stunning. They're my favorite part of my body. Oh, stop the cap.
Stop the cap.
Back rolls is not the favorite part of your body.
Comment after comment of these women straight up lying. Anything but a good diet and exercise, in which she responded,
anything but actual Christian values.
That's my problem right there.
Nope.
Anything but a good diet and exercise, the person replies. And someone says, anything but actual Christian values. What you're not going to do is say that people aren't Christian for calling out gluttony. For calling out someone who doesn't treat their body like a temple. And that's what I'm saying, bro. The disrespect towards Christianity is getting crazy. I'm not telling you you have to be Christian, and I'm not sitting here acting like I'm a saint and I'm the most holiest Christian out here, because I'm not, and I ain't even close to it. But there's no way I'm going to disrespect a religion, whether that's Christianity. I'm not going to disrespect Islam. I'm not going to disrespect Buddhism, Hindu. I'm not going to respect the Jewish people. I'm not going to respect Catholicism. I'm not disrespecting anybody, bro. What is wrong with y'all? And this big back takeover has just tainted the minds of Americans in general. In general. This has nothing to do with Christianity. And the Bible directly can debunk this with multiple verses and multiple books. So to disrespect Christianity because someone says that this woman needs to stop lying to herself about back rolls is absolute insanity. Where is it? Where is America going right now? But I mean, this is the world we live in. And, you know, it's one thing to, you know, have to deal with the haters and have to deal with people who are negative towards you on your fitness journey. But now you got to deal with people disrespecting Christianity on your fitness journey. It's crazy out here, man.
He's telling the truth. That's a Christian value. Lying is a sin. Back rolls are disgusting. It's extra blubber that human beings were not created to have. Eat healthier, facts. Exercise, you'll lose the weight. That's so tough.
Facts. Shout out to this brother here for telling the truth. But that's where we are in America. That's where we are. Let's get in these comments. We're going to keep it going. We got one more video before we get out of here. The back of the dress ripped, so she had to improvise. That probably did happen. The folks are trolling that woman. Also, you need to get made fun of for playing video games back in my day. She got a lot of courage. That's when you hit them with the "I love your confidence." Yeah, man. That right there was crazy to me. That was insane. Anyway, we got one more video before we get out of here. Black people.
I'm not gonna say what race, what people.
Black people. Oh, hold on. We got some more comments real quick. I love that for you. If you like it, I love it. Yep, those are good ones. I have a black dad and Japanese mom, so I actually grew up Buddhist. They teach you that you control your own destiny. Never saw a single fat Buddhist growing up. Yeah, and there's no need to disrespect it. I mean, if that's what, you know what I'm saying? Like, if that's how you grew up, that's perfectly fine. But don't, you know, I would never disrespect that. Actually, Christian values probably speak about not having back rolls. Exactly. Church didn't help nobody lose weight. Kiara, you must be new here. I didn't say church helped anyone lose weight. I don't know. Where did I say that? I'm not. What are you talking about? I didn't say church helped anybody lose weight. Going to church ain't helping nobody lose weight. You been to church? You see how many big back pastors and big back aunties is in church? Lord, we ask that you help these big backs in church. We ask that you help them find a Planet Fitness or go to the one they drive past to on the way to church. Ninja ain't Buddha far. Same with beet juice youngster. Oh, ain't Buddha fat. Hey, go ahead, bro. Yeah, Kiara just came in here and made some shit up. Like, I'm not sure where I said church help makes you lose weight. It's not where. You been to a black church? I would never say such a thing. Anyway, man, we got one more video. Black people. This is how black people act at Thanksgiving. You know, we got Thanksgiving coming around the corner.
I got beans, greens, potatoes. We got tomatoes, Thanksgiving lamb, coming around the rams, corner. Hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys, rabbits.
You name.
And you know, black folks get excited when that food come out. Let's see how black folks act at Thanksgiving. And we have a no diddy alert.
No diddy, you know.
Just going to throw that out there for y'all so y'all aren't surprised. And let's check it out.
The cook, Lord, we thank you for the food that she has prepared. We ask that you bless it for the nourishment of our bodies, God.
Yes.
We ask that you bless those who don't have food to eat, God. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Hold up. He catching the Holy Ghost. Brother.
This guy stinks.
Black men.
Yo, that's past course, man.
Black men, what the hell is going on? It ain't never that serious. Listen, man, if you getting that excited over food, we getting in the gym now. We not waiting till New Year's resolutions. If you that excited over food that your pants falling down, you need to take a trip to Planet Fitness tomorrow and get that $9.99 membership. If you getting that excited over food, we not waiting till New Year's resolutions. We taking a trip to the grocery store tomorrow. Shoot me a DM and ask for the starter kit on what groceries you need to buy to get started on your fitness journey, because that right there is ridiculous. You that excited for some mac and cheese and candy yams with all the sugar in it?
Belly deli.
Yeah, it's time to get your fitness journey started tomorrow.
I got beans, greens, potatoes, this tomatoes, is ridiculous. Lamb, rams, hogs, dogs,
y'all
chicken,
just cooked.
Turkeys, rabbits. You name.
I had enough of the black community tonight.
You know, black people. No.
I had enough. Oh, man. 13 inches in Chicago by earthquake. What was this? Why are his pants down? It's unclear. He's the definition of a coon. Thank you. That's a coon. That is a coon. What kind of diddy reincarnate is that? His belly too big.
Belly deli?
Them tatas was jiggling, then the pants. Come on, Marty, it's kids around. My bad, man. They act like it's the Last Supper. The Last Supper. Hey, man, another fire episode of the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. My man was jumping for the food, yeah. Called the Holy Ghost. Hey, man, go ahead, follow my social media, man. See Marty Fit on Instagram. See Marty Fit on TikTok. See Marty Fit on X. See Marty Fit on YouTube. Are you watching right now? Subscribe to the page. Share with a friend. Less Brunches, More Crunches.com for the gear. Support your boy. Less Brunches, More Crunches on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And you can cop the gear directly from my YouTube if you want to do that. I will never go to a fit chick's Thanksgiving. All she cooking is greens and beans. You're out of here, bro. We'll be live again on Friday, man. At 10 p.m. Eastern Friday. We're going to keep this thing going. We're going to have some fun. Be on the lookout for some more content. Me and Toon got a video dropping Friday. Just be on it. Just we in the lab cooking up, so just be tuned, man. We got a lot of content on the way, man. I just keep trying to sprinkle more stuff in for y'all, and I got a new thing I'm trying to do. So hopefully that works. I think y'all are gonna like it a lot. And we got some more of the AIC Marty Fitness Detective episodes coming. I'm working on some stuff with that. We're gonna switch that up a little bit. So we're just gonna keep grinding, man. We're gonna keep grinding. Like I said, we'll be live again Friday. You know the motto: if you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get better, self-improved mentally, physically, spiritually, don't watch the podcast. We'll be live again Friday, 10 p.m. Eastern. Back at Ghost Friday. Marty, don't let them bambas move them boxes. Live again Friday, 10 o'clock Eastern, man. Appreciate y'all. Love y'all. I'm out of here. Appreciate y'all watching that episode. I hope y'all enjoyed it. Matter of fact, I know y'all enjoyed it. But I need y'all to do a couple things before we get out of here. Go ahead, smash the like button. Smash that subscribe button. And you gotta share the show with a friend. Follow me on social media. See Marty Fit on every platform. Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts. And do me a favor, cop some gear. Less Brunches, More Crunches. The illest, the dopest, the coolest, coldest slogan in fitness. And you know we got the gear. Listen, man, tap into the next episode. Love y'all. We out of here.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.